The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, Bunny Pounds lays out the importance of Christians engaging in spheres of influence.
We talk in our pulpits a lot of times. You'll hear ministers of the gospel talking to the businessmen in their church saying, go be Jesus in that business. Public educators, go to your classroom and make a difference. Take Jesus with you, right? But sometimes we don't have a grid for people going into a field like politics or government and making an impact, but we should be carrying Jesus wherever we go.
Well, I want to welcome you to life today, and Betty and I are just thrilled you're here. We have a wonderful guest, but I need you to do something for me. Betty, would you mind if I just have them zero in on me right now? I need to have a talk to you. I want you to listen up as though somebody just got your attention and said you need to hear this. Everything you care about, every person you love, every person in your family, everything that you know really matters in life is at risk. Jay Richards and I have written a book called Fight the Good Fight. I'm going to tell you about it. Our guest has written a book with a very interesting title, Jesus and Politics. When you're being told as Jesus, people stay out of politics, politics is dirty. Well, it's dirty because dirty people are running it. People controlled by the principalities of powers of darkness, deception, defeat, division. So I want you to welcome Bunny Pounds. If you were sitting here, you'd be standing right now. We're here. You know why we're here? Because we love you.
That's right.
And we love others, and we love the overlooked. And you help us put God's arms around the overlooked. And you help us love our neighbors effectively. And you help us see things change for eternity. And that's the reason we're able to do it. But now today, we're trying to help you save and extend the future of everything you care about into freedom. Okay, buddy. You don't think God might someday call me to preach? You think there's any chance of it?
I think you're called to preach, James.
When did you start listening to what I had to say?
1988. My father started listening to you on TV, and we moved to Texas for him to come work for you after he resigned from denominational ministry. And I worked for you here at Life Outreach when I was 18, 19, and 20 and ran the prayer center at night, and it was an honor.
Okay. And you've been in Washington in power before you came now to do what you're doing right now, which we're going to talk to you about it. And you're going to find out what it is to become an engaged Christian that is involved in everything that matters to God, yes, including politics, because that's where the decisions are made that determine your future and your peace and your comfort and freedom. How long have you been in politics?
16 years as a political consultant, managed campaigns for members of Congress and county officials, state officials. 20 years as an activist. If you count all the years as a homeschooling mom, I got involved to try to shift the platforms and make sure that the party platforms remain solid in social conservative values and fiscal conservative values. So still in that fight today.
All right. You know I've got a book that Jay and I are coming out with right now. I want you to get it today. I will just say this to you. If you read it and heed it, we're going to see freedom extended. If you get every American to help, it's going to happen faster than you could ever imagine and more effective than you could dream. You agree with that?
Absolutely. Your first book with Jay, Indivisible, was groundbreaking for the body of Christ. It was where a Catholic scholar, you know, Jay's at the Heritage Foundation, but his career is extensive, with an evangelical preacher, leader, together talking about the things that really matter for the body of Christ as it relates to government. It was life-changing, and I remember just passing out tons of copies of that book, and I know this book is going to be so impactful for this generation, because we are in a new time and a new season, and your two voices together, it's going to make a huge difference, James.
I think it's wonderful. I mean, if you're really hungry to know what's going on, really truthfully, in our country right now, you need to read this book. It will enlighten you. It will inspire you. It will fire you up to know that as a Christian, you can have something you can do. God has something for you to do to make a difference in this world. So I hope you will get it, and I hope you will read it.
And it is really easy to grasp. I mean, my secretary said, James, I read it twice. She said, I mean, I read it twice in a hurry. Now, she's a reader, but she doesn't usually read something twice in a hurry. She said, everybody needs to read it. Okay, Bunny. You are one of the most gifted people I know at getting people active. When we talk about Jesus and politics, you have what's the name of the ministry? What do you call it? Christians
Engaged.
Engaged. That's exactly what it is.
We need to be engaged on prayer, voting, and engaging in our communities. James, so often we are focused on the national political landscape. We're worried about who is going to be president of the United States. That's important. But the reality is Christians can make a difference in their school boards, their city councils. They can make a difference in their community, in their chamber of commerce, their Rotary Club. We have to get the church out of the building. And so what we do with Christians Engage is we teach Christians how to pray for their elected officials, how to engage with government and to believe God for wisdom and discernment for all of their politicians, regardless of political party. We teach them to vote in every election, not just the presidential year, but every city election, every primary, every proposition election. And then we teach them how to engage. We have built an unbelievable curriculum to teach them how to engage with civics and biblical worldview topics, to engage at a city level, county level, state, and federal level.
All right. Do you believe that we have given people, both in Indivisible and here, in a more simple, grasping form, the principles that are essential for the future of every meaningful relationship, whether it's business, whether it's marriage, whether it's national, whether it's education, doesn't matter what it is. You have to have certain things in place that have to be unshakable foundation stones. Do you believe we pointed those out? And do you believe that what you're doing, you can show people how you bring those into play in your community?
Yeah, actually, I think these books go hand in hand because you all are giving them the biblical foundation for what we should be believing as believers. Our foundations are set on one thing. It's the Word of God, right? If it's not based on the Word of God, we need to throw it out. So you all establish that in Fight the Good Fight. And then in Jesus and Politics, I kind of share crazy stories of my life walking with God in politics for the last 16 years and how God can use a simple woman to impact members of Congress or the Vice President of the United States or, you know, really even people that weren't from my political party having divine encounter with Beto O'Rourke, having amazing moments where I was able to share the Word of God and pray over members of Congress and see their lives changed. So how do we live it out every day? I hope Jesus in Politics teaches people how to walk out the principles that you all teach and fight the good fight.
How has the journey been, though? Because Jesus in Politics, as good Baptists, I know I was a Baptist, it's supposed to be separated.
Yeah.
You don't dare step into politics as a Christian because that's just, you know, basically none of your business is what they like us to believe. But as a Christian, I feel like it's a responsibility. I didn't start voting, I'm ashamed to say, until I was about 30 years old. I've been busy being a wife and a mother of three children, you know. But I began to see the importance of being involved.
Yes.
Now, I haven't run for office or anything. James and I have the ministry, and that's a good way. Mm-hmm. To share with people the heart of God, you know, and to let them know the involvement of a Christian is very, very important. So how has the journey been? Have you had a lot of resistance or?
Well, Betty, you know, we talk in our pulpits a lot of times. You'll hear ministers of the gospel talking to the businessmen in their church saying, go be Jesus in that business. Public educators, go to your classroom and make a difference. Take Jesus with you, right? But sometimes we don't have a grid for people going into a field like politics or government and making an impact. But we should be carrying Jesus wherever we go. There's not this division, and I bring this up in the book, there's not this division between secular and sacred. Mm-hmm. Everything should be sacred. And so my heart with this book is to really help people, number one, see themselves the way Jesus sees them. If they're a born-again Christian, they're a new creation in Christ, they can dwell within the presence of God and take Jesus with them wherever they go and be that hands and feet that he calls us to be. So politics is not inherently evil. My dad thought that as a pastor. He was really concerned I was leaving the call of God on my life to the side and going into this mudslinging profession. But later in his life, he realized, you know, you're right where you're supposed to be. And who better to influence and disciple politicians than someone that has learned and studied the Word for so many years, right? And attempts to walk with Jesus every day.
Well, Betty actually got involved politically when she watched me begin to get involved in a nation that was declining rapidly. And we were really, the stage was set for the Marxist communists to take over, the Soviet Union. And God did get me involved, and we had some positive changes. We've had a whole lot of negative changes now for quite a while. But we can we turn it faster than people could imagine?
Absolutely, James. You know, if the percentage of Christians that were not voting, which is extensive, if they would start voting in every election, we could make a huge difference. A few years ago in my city in Garland, Texas, we have 250,000 people in our city. We had a three-part mayoral election. Only 5,300 people voted. That's less than 1% of the population. So we can make a huge difference. One church could actually change an election. One mom can go in and impact their school board or their library or their public school. It's amazing what people can do. And we are seeing that with Christians Engaged every day. Christians activating, learning the systems, and going out and making a difference. We train them up and we send them out.
And let me tell you what, and I just got to come back to this because I want everybody watching. Father, I pray that every single person in this country that says, I love freedom, I love my family, I love my neighbor, I want the best for everybody. We believe you know, God, the best for all of us. We want to find it. In Jesus' name, please listen. We have put the principles that are the principles of God confirmed and taught clearly in His Word. But now listen to what I'm saying, and we'll prove this to you in the book. You don't have to quote one Bible verse to confirm and prove every principle that is irrefutable, undeniable. And if you break it, if you cast it aside, the consequences are catastrophic and cannot be hidden. If you build on those principles soundly, faithfully, the effects of it and the positive, profound benefit of it and blessing of it is undeniable. We prove that irrefutably in this book. You don't have to quote a scripture. Listen to what God said in Romans 1. You are without excuse. You know the truth. He said, I have revealed myself, who I am. I am truth. I have revealed my will. I have revealed my way. I have revealed truth in what I created. So you're without excuse. You can see it. You can't hide it. You can't deny it. It's there. It's irrefutable. It's historically confirmed. And the effects of building on it, irrefutable, undeniable. We prove it. Just get it and go through it. You will be amazed. You really can't even find an argument that will defeat it because it's the truth. If everybody would get these principles and understand, I'm going to bat not for religion, not for what I particularly believe. I'm going together for what is confirmed in all of creation by Almighty God. And He says, if you go against it, you'll be given over to your appetites. Can't deny it. But then He says, if you change it into a lie, all of this is in Romans 1, starting at verse 18. First, you're given over to your appetites to control you. If you can't do all things in moderation, that's a command. You won't do anything necessarily in moderation, and there'll be many things that will control you, will take over because you don't do it in moderation. And it controls you, and then it takes your mind. And you have a reprobate, twisted, distorted mind, and you can't think straight. And you will be given over to destruction. We can see it, can't we? Yep. Would you say the stage is set for destruction if we don't have a turn back to God and His principles?
We're seeing that, James, but God is bigger. Jesus is bigger, and there is hope.
Yes, there is.
You know, when you see an 80-year-old man that's yelled at the TV for years, and he says, you know, he sends me an email every single election saying, Bunny, because of Christians Engage, I'm now an election judge. I'm now impacting things. When you see a young person that goes to D.C. with us and has an experience with God in the Museum of the Bible and then gets to meet 10 members of Congress and pray over them, their life is changed, right? And they go out and make a difference. You know, 2 Corinthians 5:20 talks about how we are ambassadors for Christ, mm-hmm. pleading that people would be reconciled to Christ. That's what we're doing every day of our lives, James. And so as people think about getting involved in government or politics or business or media or all these different spheres of influence, what they're doing is saying, God, use me for your glory. Let me be in this place through my network, through the people I'm impacting. Will you cause me to be an ambassador for Christ? And to plead for them to know him. That's what we're really doing. And when we do that in every sphere of influence, man, the testimonies of the glory of God. And that's what America needs. America needs the body of Christ to disciple people one heart at a time.
And we can turn the tide in the direction faster than you dream. And the effect of those changes and return to sound, unshakable principles will be undeniable, world-changing. I want you right now to call and say, I want this book. And I know that all of you thank God that we don't overlook the overlooked, the least of these. And Bunny, our viewers know, and you know because you've watched this for so many years and you've worked here, God's love flowing through his family changes people that thought nobody would ever notice. You are the ones that make it possible for us to put God's loving arms around the overlooked, the poor, the helpless, the hungry, the thirsty. Right now, we're trying to rescue girls, children that are being trafficked sexually. And we have found the most effective ways on this earth to do it. And it is love. But you have to underwrite that. You have to set the people free by taking care of them. It takes an average of $128 to set one girl free. We have a group of friends like you who gave a $320,000 pledge to match that when you give it. $128 is what it takes to rescue one. You give $128 now, it'll be double. You rescued two. $1,280 rescues 10. You give that now, it'll be double and you'll rescue 20. We're talking to you about saving the future of freedom. We're talking to you about setting girls that are being trafficked, sexually used, and boys, setting them free. Would you make that gift of love and life? Please, right now, watch this, and then you'll be the answer to the need and the prayer.
Human trafficking is modern-day slavery, and it's broken up into two categories. One, labor trafficking, forced labor, and the other is sex trafficking. Best estimates are that there are 50 million people trapped in human trafficking, and 5 million of those are in sex trafficking. It's a $150 billion industry. I would not be in this work if I wasn't seeing lives transformed. That causes us to keep pressing forward. We have this built-in hope and redemption that we're seeing as we meet new girls that have been rescued, and God is still a rescuing, redeeming God, and we continue to move forward trusting that he will restore lives. Our team is great at building the case that will allow us to get warrants to shut down brothels and to rescue girls. That this is a thinking person's game. How do we outsmart someone who is operating in the dark corners of the world? How do we find out who is doing what, when, where, and how? And we are seeing success that we couldn't ask or imagine. So much success that the second thing we do, we provide restoration care. Our restoration home is overflowing. This is a problem, and guess what? It is a great problem to have. This is something where God is answering our prayers to rescue victims of trafficking. And the third thing we do is that we go upstream to the communities, source communities of trafficking where these girls are coming from. And we work in schools and churches and outreach programs to at-risk male youth, believing that heart transformation is really the only long-term solution. we're really fighting a true evil. And we're seeing in the midst of that, God transforming lives. And all this is only possible because of partners like Life Outreach International. And with your help, we're gonna keep going on this good fight.
Do you realize that they are fighting for the freedom? Not for them to have freedom like what we're calling freedom, you know, just to go out and do things like we want to do. They're living like in a cage. They're living in a trap. They're slaves, but they're sex slaves, and they're taken captive. Now, many of them we find already captured. But we're also, because of you, sending people out to find them where the sex traffickers are going to buy them. They'll buy them for a radio or a television or a little bit of money. And tell them they're going to take the family, they'll tell them, and we're going to give them an education and give them a job. Yeah, they're going to give them an education, all right? They're going to likely hook them on drugs, and they're going to get them to be sex addict traffic people for the rest of their life. They're going to be used like a slave. Betty, you've seen it. It's the most awful thing. It's like animals in a cage being used for sex, for somebody's pleasure. And then we find them before they get them. We get them out after they get them. And then we get them, and you'll even see how we begin the restoration process, which that is like an education. It's like a school. And all of that takes love. Only love, Betty, can provide that. The love of our viewers make those miracles happen.
It really does. And, you know, this has always been a tough appeal for me because as a mother, I can't even imagine my child being captured, taken away from those that she cares about and those that love her, and being taken away, maybe possibly never to be seen again, and to be used and beaten and controlled like this, and their bodies to be just destroyed because of the evilness of this world. I hope you see that in your heart. You look around at your little ones, and you think, God, I'm so grateful. Let's rescue these precious children. They never asked to be where they are. And we used to think this is mostly in other countries. No, it's right here too. It's in our
big
state.
Time, big
it's
time.
In our communities, our towns. It's not far away. So let's do what we can to now reach out and get these kids out of the entrapment that they're in.
And yes, it works. Love never fails. And this is one of the greatest expressions of it I've ever seen. Would you right now go get your checkbook or your bank card? Would you make a gift of $128 to set one free, only this time it's two, because we've got a matching gift of $320,000? I ask our friends who are capable, and we have friends who are capable to give enough money to drill a well, $4,800. And I always ask people, could you give $1,280 and rescue 10 girls? Could you rescue 10 from trafficking? Well, now then, it'll be 20. You'll rescue 20 with a $1,280 gift. Would you just take your bank card and use it like a check or write a check and make it to Life, but call us and tell us you're mailing it? We need to know. What we're talking about doing for these girls is to give them a future, a life. And together, we can extend freedom all over the world. Yes, we can. We do not have to give the future to the deceiver and the destroyer. We don't have to. This is God's earth, and God's will can be done through His family on His earth. And that's what we're going to work together to see. Please, right now, go online, dial that number, or go make a check, but call us and tell us what you're sending. Thank you so much. We'll send gifts to you that we've shared with you, including a Bible that will be a great blessing to you. I promise.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help rescue one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you the brand new book from James Robison and Jay Richards, Fight the Good Fight. This book will open your eyes to what's at stake and the unwavering truth that God isn't finished with our nation. It's time to fight the good fight and return to unshakable biblical principles. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the NIV Large Print Thin Line Bible. This easy-to-carry, easy-to-read NIV Bible with comfort print allows you to take in more of God's Word each time you open your Bible. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
As we partner with Life Outreach International, we are making a difference in the lives of children. It's people like you who, with unwavering support, dedication, and generosity, have been the driving force behind every rescue, every smile restored, and every life transformed. We know there is still so much work to be done, but your contribution has made it possible for us to stand up against child trafficking and for these children to be pulled from the darkness into the light. Every smile, every step forward, every dream reignited, these are all a testament to the incredible impact that your support has on these young lives. I personally want to extend my deepest gratitude for everyone who has made a difference in a child's life already. With your continued support, we will help to create a world where no one is subjected to the horrors of child trafficking, a world where love, compassion, and justice prevail. By working together, we can reach every person and rescue every child. Thank you so much.
This is one of the most beautiful and the most, I think, easy to read Bibles I've ever seen. Bunny's book can show you how to change things all around you. And we will show you the principles essential for the survival of freedom. Bunny, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
We'll be praying for you, and you know we're going to be supporting you. The ministry's going to always support you. We love you. We love you. You make everything good you see happen here, you make it happen all over the world. Love, love never fails. Thank you.
Are you concerned about keeping your family well-equipped to manage your resources when you pass away and leaving a lasting legacy? Contact Life Planning Services today.
God's giving us sort of one last chance to see where we're going on this train.
Fight the good fight in our post-Christian society tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.